Well, welcome to the Governor's Fishing Opener.
It's always great to be here in early May at whatever the community is, and this year it's Stillwater.
Yeah, what do you think when you heard it was going to be here in Stillwater?
You know, I love fishing our rivers in this state. It is the land of 10,000 lakes, but our river fishing is an overlooked gem. You know, be it the St. Croix, the Mississippi, or the Minnesota, or the Red, we have tremendous resources in our rivers.
And when you think about the rivers, when it comes to mind, what is the biggest difference from lake fishing to river fishing, would you say?
Yeah, I think oftentimes it's the number of different kinds of fish that you can catch. We're looking forward out here to maybe catching some red horse, some freshwater drum, etc. I'm personally not a species-specific kind of angler. I love catching a walleye, I love catching a bass or a pike. But I just kind of like having something pull on the end of my line. And if it's a freshwater drum or if it's a red horse, that's all right with me.
And what would you say would be the most unique fish you've caught in a river?
Probably our sturgeon. You know, they are such a cool fish. They're an ancient fish. I've actually never caught a lake sturgeon. I've caught a shovel-nose sturgeon, which are kind of the smaller cousins. But there are 6-7 foot long sturgeon swimming right outside the door here in Stillwater. But it's important to know, you know, my kids, they were always scared, but they have a prehensile, very soft mouth. They don't have any teeth. They're not going to hurt you, but they are intimidating fish.
They are very intimidating. Yeah. And I literally, if I saw one come up, I would probably run. Like, you know, when you see a mouse, I would run. I literally would run. And you know, and when we go back to the river, do you feel like the current and the water temperature plays a role?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, water levels on a river are one of the most important things. It right now the river's a little bit high, but not terribly high for May. So we're going to be able to get out and fish it. There are years when the water's so high that you don't want to get out there. But yeah, it's one of the ways that you can also find fishing spots. You find that little bend in the current, or you find that little bend around a point, and it can really point you to the right fishing spot.
And then also wanted to visit with you a little bit. You know, Minnesotans are going through kind of a unique time. Well, the whole country, the economy is, I don't even need to say anymore. And, you know, fishing is a good way to get out, to de-stress, to have some fun, and it's relatively cheap, I think.
It absolutely is, and we're very fortunate in Minnesota that you don't have to drive very far. You know, I'd love to see people go up to a resort in northern Minnesota, but if you can't pull that off right now, we have some of the best urban fishing in the country right here, and it could be our game fishes like bass and pike and walleye and some of the larger lakes, but we manage a lot of smaller ponds for close to home fishing opportunities for folks, and shore fishing as well. You don't need a big fancy boat to catch a lot of fish in this state, and we're very proud of that, and we're trying to make sure that people understand those opportunities are there. Yeah, getting out in nature is the best release for your mental health that there really is.
And are you thinking that we're getting, I know one of your guys' slogans was get kids hooked on fishing. Are mm-hmm. we starting to see younger generations come into the sport?
You know, yes, there has. You know, one of the things, I won't say there was ever a silver lining to the pandemic, but a lot of people started fishing again because it was one of the things that you could do. You get out. And yeah, there's some people that, so we had a huge bump in license sales, including 16 and 17-year-olds. And that was really important to us. That's come down a little bit, but I think once people remember how great it is to get out and fish, we're maintaining that. And in Minnesota, we're fortunate. We're doing a lot better than a lot of other states in that. It's a lot of our schools now have fishing teams and fishing clubs, and that's an exciting way for people to get out as well.
All right. And lastly, for people that might not have equipment to get out there and do some shore fishing, I know that there's a number of state parks that you can rent or use equipment from for free, correct?
Well, you know, fishing, you actually don't need a fishing license if you're in a state park as well, which is another great one. And there are a lot of our regional parks as well that have fishing equipment. I happen to live down in the Cottage Grove area. I know Ravine Park. Down there, Washington County. We're in Washington County here in Stillwater. Their parks have fishing equipment as well. But that is the thing. You don't need the $150 rod. You can have the Zebco 202, and you can catch fish just as well as the next person.
I used a cane pole when that was my fishing off the dock, a cane pole, and I was there with my grandma. We had no bait, and I used corn, frozen corn.
It works. Well, whatever works, you know.
That's it. And then lastly, Brad, before I let you go, just the memories that you build, the traditions. I mean, this is a day, it's kind of like Christmas for anglers. Your thoughts to that?
It is. And, you know, I really think that's one of the unique things about Minnesota, where we have this whole celebration. It is around the entire state, but when a community like Stillwater this year, or ones I've been to in the past in Otter Tail County or Albert Lea or very many other places around, that's what it's all about. People joke that, summer starts Memorial Day. I think it starts with the opener in Minnesota, and that's what I look forward to.
All right. Well, best of luck this weekend.
Thanks. I'm looking forward
to it.
Are
you going out?
I am. I am. Oftentimes on the opener, I'll just go wander and do some shore fishing nearby, but I'm taking advantage of one of the boat hosts, so I'm going to go out in the morning. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.